Hey, man.
What's the rub, dude?
I hate you for that. I still don't know why I said that.
I don't either.
I've been saying it a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the rub. Have you ever heard of Luella and Withrop Kellogg?
Are we doing like his brothers?
They're actually
like John Kellogg?
Not related at all.
Oh, okay.
Which I really wish they were. And honestly, when you hear this story, it checks out.
Are they cult leaders?
Kind of.
How did I nail that, dude? No way. Are you lying?
I mean, I guess in a sense, somewhat.
Hey,
like,
dude.
It's not a cult. But it's like...
Because when he goes, it's not a cult, kind of, that's different than when he goes, yes, you're 100%, you're so close. Because that's when you're like, yeah, I know I'm way off. But when he goes, kind of?
Yeah.
I nailed it.
It's not a cult, it's a podcast.
That's our merch.
Shot.tone.com. Yeah, sorry. Can you put Google on the phone for a second?
Did you bite kids?
No.
You're in big trouble.
Things I learned last night.
No, okay, so this was a couple, Luella and Withrop Kellogg. They were married. They met in college and they were science school.
Science school? Okay. What'd they do at science school?
So they met in science school. Winthrop was really interested in the nature versus nurture discussion. And so during his master's, he kind of put together his whole master's thesis on how you would test whether it was nature or nurture. This
twins.
Is 1920s.
Yeah, you got to separate twins.
Well, close. He said you got to start a cult. That's not what he said. But he put together this whole thesis of how he would do it. And what he wanted to do was he said if we could raise a child and monitor that child from infancy and see how they grow up, and then raise another child from infancy and see how that child grows up and monitor that child from infancy. But the twist is that second child is a chimpanzee.
All right. I mean, the results will work out, huh?
He said, we'll see. He said, if it really is nurture over nature, we should be able to raise that chimpanzee to be a pretty human-y chimpanzee.
That's what year was this?
It's the late 1920s.
Gosh, I wish I lived back then because it was so much easier to get into science school. They let that guy in. They were like, that's a good thought.
That's such a good idea.
Hmm.
So he puts together this thesis. He doesn't get to actually do the experiment though. It's just a theoretical thing.
Okay.
Right? And they were like, yeah, sure, this passes, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, you get a degree for this. All right. Can you
good
go?
Job, science boy.
Happy science school, I guess.
Happy science school.
He went on to be Bill Nye. So him and his wife got married and mm-hmm. then they moved to Indiana.
What are their names, Thelma and Louise?
Luella and Winthrop.
Oh, Luella?
Luella and Winthrop.
Winthrop.
And then they had a child. They named him Donald. And then they...
And they had another child, and he's like, here's my chance.
So then when their child was about 7 months old, they said, hey, we could do
the experiment.
And so they go to Florida and they find a zoo and they ask if they could take home one of the chimps.
Is this a Travis story? Kind of. They raise a monkey?
Kinda. It's not quite a Travis story because this is for science.
Yeah, it's not quite the Travis story because in this story, the kid ripped off a neighbor's face. And that is crazy, dude.
And that is nurture.
They nurtured that into him.
So they go to the zoo.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, the zoo in Florida has a 10-month-old chimpanzee. So, right?
And they're like, can I have it? And the zoo is like, we don't like him.
The zoo was like, why? And they're like, don't worry, we went to science school. And they said, okay.
Okay.
And so they took this chimpanzee home with them. and they put together a plan for a big experiment. And I don't understand exactly what happened here. There's not a lot of, I was trying to figure this out. Not a lot of documentation on this part of the story.
Yeah.
It's
a difficult port to understand.
Such a hard port. I don't know if they were backed by any institution or an investor or anybody who funded this project. I think they just quit their jobs and were like, let's study this for a while. I can't tell. But it's 1930. They got this chimp. They moved back to Indiana. And they, every day, would wake up in the morning and they would raise Donald and the chimp, who's the chimp's name was Gua, which sounds like they let the chimp name the chimp.
Yeah.
The mom chimp.
What do you want your name to be? Gua.
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 Okay.
That's nice. I like that.
Imagine growing up with a chimpanzee sibling. And like, it's probably one of those situations in Indiana where they just got to like, the neighbors meet this family. Because like they're trying to nurture it, right? They're trying to raise it as a normal kid.
Yeah.
And the neighbors are like, and they're like, how many kids do you guys have? And they're like, oh, we have two beautiful children, Donald and Gua. And they're like, oh
Gua, that's a okay. cool name.
Yeah,
she's adopted.
Yeah.
We got her in Florida a couple years ago.
That's awesome. That's yeah. You're from Florida? So
yeah, from
international?
Florida, down to Florida, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And
yeah, she's not like the other kids.
Yeah.
She's a little different.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, in what year is this? Like the 30s?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. They're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then they meet this family that has...
Yeah, they invite them over for dinner, the whole family.
Yeah.
They bring the kids. They sit down at the table. All the kids are playing in the
Go play
room.
With the kids.
Yeah, they don't and know. Then they don't
one
know
of
yet.
The kids flies into the living room, like, hits the wall super hard.
They just hear from
They're like, sorry, Gua likes to play rough, yeah. You know?
Man, Gua's strong. Yeah. Yeah, she benches like 220.
It's pretty crazy. We're going to have her play for the football team.
How old is she? Four.
I don't know.
I don't know. We can't tell.
She hasn't told us.
Yeah, we keep asking, but she's not sure either.
How old are you, man? Okay.
So they decide to raise Donald and Gua like their siblings.
Okay.
Donald is obviously a little boy. Gua is a little girl chimpanzee. And they created
Barbies and stuff. She complains when she's older. She's like, none of the Barbies looked like me. All right, they're like created unrealistic expectations.
And so she, they raised them together and every day they had like a regimented schedule. They'd eat breakfast with them together and then they would go to experiment time. And they would do a handful of experiments with the two of them and then they would eat lunch and then they would do some more experiments and they would eat dinner. They would take a bath and then it was bedtime. That was pretty much their life for like a year while they did all this.
I mean, yeah, they gotta be affording to pay for stuff.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how that part of the story worked.
Because
they had a very regimented schedule. It wasn't like they had a day job that they were going to and coming back and testing the stuff at night. Like it was...
Oh, yeah, I can't stay late tonight. I got to get home and run some tests on my kids.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, oh. Don't worry. One of them is a chimp.
It's the 1930s, so I'm not going to ask any questions.
Yeah, I'm not really... I don't care.
I got other stuff to worry about. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm... depressed.
I literally just lost all my money, so I couldn't care less about what you do with your chimp. So they every day are doing these tests, and it's interesting. Like a lot of them are kind of the behavioral tests like you would expect, where they're asking questions or trying to get certain behaviors out of them, like trying to potty train, like human potty train the chimp, which actually works out pretty well for them. After about a year, the chimp learns a handful of human-y things.
Okay.
So the chimp will learns to communicate that it needs to go to the bathroom by kind
of... What's
you know,
the lifespan of a chimpanzee, though?
I'm not sure. Let's see. But, like, you know, have you played The Sims?
Yes.
You're embarrassed to admit that, aren't you?
Well, I'm just wondering what you're going to say.
So females in captivity live to be 39 and men live to be 32.
I don't say men.
Males.
Yeah, men is man. You.
So
39, I mean, like their lifespan is half. So, I mean, are they developing twice as fast is what I'm asking.
Yes. Okay. So
So 1 year for them is 2 years for...
Yeah. So they started noticing, it was picking up certain things quicker than Donald was.
It could walk.
Yeah, it could walk. It could...
Say its ABCs.
It could walk. It could eat with a spoon that was eaten with silverware.
I guess we can. I guess we can call actually, her she. We can say she.
Yeah, ate with she a spoon. Was eaten with silverware. So this is them training.
That's not real. That's a real monkey.
This is the two of them actually as children, Donald and the chimpanzees on the left. Gus the chip on the left.
Oh, okay. Donald looks like he knows. In that last picture,
he's like, Donald looks like my sister's not normal.
He's like, we can cut this crap, right?
Like, I know that this is an abnormal situation.
Okay, what's the next picture? They're both wearing their diapers.
Yeah, they're both wearing their diapers. A little younger there. Donald's feet are very dirty.
He's got shoes on. He's wearing shoes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
See how they go. Socks.
Like, well, I mean, either way, he's got something on.
Yeah.
Is the chimp also wearing shoes? No.
Playing with a phone.
You're messing.
Painted fingernails.
This is such a high quality photo. Also, no. It's the 30s. That's not the phone they were using. Get this out of here. What did you put this in here for?
It's funny. but yeah, so they're raising them. And yes, the chimp is developing a little bit faster than Donald is.
Okay.
So he's able to eat with silverware. She's able to eat with silverware. She is able to say, like, communicate that she has to go to the restroom.
Don't misgender my chimp.
So she will, like The Sims. And so, like, you know when The Sims have to go to the bathroom and they, like, throw up their arms, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, if you take the door away from the bathroom, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's what the chimp does. And she'll like, start screaming. And, like, then they're like, oh, it's bathroom time. And so then they'll take her to the bathroom. And she knows how to use the bathroom. And it's a young, few-month-old chimp.
Okay.
So they train the chimp to use the restroom. They also were able to train the chimp to understand a lot of language. Not speak a lot of language.
But
understand a lot of language. And they were able to identify that because at first it was just kind of tones, like dogs. Like,
yeah, like, hey.
Yeah, they understand, oh, hey, that's you're mad at me for something. But Gua was able to learn the actual words because they would say them in monotones and she was able to respond an appropriate response.
Bathroom. Bathroom.
And then she would just pee on him.
Bathroom. Bathroom. Yeah, it's the...
Go lower.
Bathroom. 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 Bathroom.
Bathroom. Hey, thanks for checking out this episode. If you like this one, we've got a lot of great past episodes that you can check out. One of my recent favorites is Frank Abagnale Jr. It's the dude from the movie Catch Me If You Can. And it's the story about how he scammed everybody into a really big scam. There's one scam that's like the scammiest of scams I've ever heard someone scam. So check that one out. It's a fun one. I like it a lot. But thanks for being here. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. This time of year is interesting because everybody's kind of coming out of their winter hibernation and wanting to go do stuff. And if you're anything like me, that's not great. Not because you don't like your family or you don't like your friends or anything like that, but because your social battery drains pretty easily and you need more time to recharge than a lot of other people in your life. Last summer, I was not great at this. I let myself do way too much and I got really, really drained and it was a rough experience all around. Luckily, I've got a therapist who does a great job helping me set my boundaries and keeping me accountable to my boundaries, especially in areas like this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, it's flexible, it's convenient, and it fits literally any schedule. It's really easy to sign up. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/tillin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tillin. TILLN. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. But they would say things like, they would identify body parts. Like they'd say nose and she would touch her nose. And they would say ears and she would touch her ears. And so like she understood, I think they said that she understood 90 words. She could understand 90 words and correctly respond to those actions that would be appropriate when
Hearing
those words.
I mean, they can really, when you think about it, we're all just trained to respond to words.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of the same thing. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we know. Yeah, if you think about it, all the stuff that we're saying right now is made up.
If you think about it, everything that comes out of our mouth right now is just a complete conglomerate of things we've been taught.
It's just a bunch of sounds.
Ingrained into our brains.
It's
and just.
If we decided these words meant something different,
they would just mean something different.
There was a professor at college who used to say that.
Okay.
Like he'd be like.
Also, my middle school band teacher said that. So I mean, like they're the same intellect.
No, it was at who was it? I want to say Schmidly. He'd say, yeah, like words are just they're just made up. He's like, so there's nothing as because people would be like, that's not a real word. He's like, yes, it is. And he'd be
okay. So what you're saying is he would say something incorrectly. Someone would go, that's not how you say that word. And he goes, yeah, it is. Yes. I just made it up.
He's like, tell me what it meant.
Yeah, tell me what it quickly is.
Yeah. Well, his point was a word is just a set of sounds that
convey
a meaning. Yeah,
I know. That's what I'm saying.
And he's like, do you know what I meant?
Is that you go, oh, that's a chair. But if we decide that that's now, you know, falafels, we go, oh, that's grab that falafelist over there.
That's worth $200,000. If we just say it's worth one, then it's worth one.
Yeah, that's exactly how the housing market works. Thank you for explaining that to all of us.
So... The chimp is starting to
show me
to
more pictures. I don't like the words in this book. I only like the pictures. Oh, that's a cool one.
The chimp is developing faster than Donald at this rate. And the chimp is starting to
get it out of here.
Show a handful of behaviors that...
Actually, can you pull that back up? Do you see how good he follows commands? Do you see how good he's trained? Good boy. That's on positive reinforcement.
Yeah, that's nurture right there.
That's all nurture.
Yeah, what you guys can't tell is I'm a chimpanzee. We just shave every day.
Yeah. Okay. Do chimps have tails?
Before this podcast comes, before we record, Jared comes in with one of those razors and just shaves my whole body.
I have to do it for you.
He does it. Yeah,
yeah, you haven't learned yet.
That's what Patreon's for. Hopefully we can hire someone soon to do that for Jared. It's getting real
in search of it. It's on Indeed. It's like monkey shaver.
In search of chimp shaver.
Do chimpanzees have tails?
I don't think so. I think they have nubs.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know that for sure, but I think so.
Okay.
I know they don't have tails.
Yeah.
If anything, they have a nub. Okay. If anything.
Chimpanzees and monkeys are different.
Yeah, they're different.
Yes.
They're different animals.
I agree. But at the end of the day... It's all made up.
It's all made up anyways. So
if we decide they're called chairs,
the chimp Gua, she starts displaying a lot of characteristics similar to a young child. So for example, she wants to rebel. Well, not quite.
Okay.
She comes home wearing leather pants freaking and spikes on her shoulder.
She's like, don't do what to do, Dad. I'm talking to my friends. What? She's on the phone talking to her friends. I'm talking to my friends.
I'm talking to my friends, Dad. You don't know what it's like to be a chimp in the 30s.
Slams her door. It shatters, dude. They're so strong.
So she like, for example, if she's tired, she starts to like doze off and then it like startles her awake. I don't know if chimps do that in the wild, but that was something that they took note of.
We nurtured that into her. Fear, anxiety.
They're like, chimps don't have anxiety. We do, though. Humans do. She watched the stock market very closely. Now, they gave her a crib to sleep in, and she like really enjoyed sleeping in the crib. And then if they took the crib away and made her sleep on the floor like normal chimps, she threw a giant fit. So she really came to enjoy the crib, which I think most living creatures would enjoy having a more comfortable place to sleep. One thing that they noted is that she did create a nest in their crib. So she took a bunch of blankets and built a nest like a chimp in the wild. So
that's nature.
Yeah, we didn't teach her that.
What's crazy is that the chimpanzee taught Donald that, though. And so Donald also built a nest. Did the kids share a room?
I don't know if they shared a room. I know they were raised together. I don't know if they shared a room. That does seem like a liability.
yeah.
The principal calls home. And he's like, yeah, yeah, Mr. Kellogg, Gua today bit one of the other classmates.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't.
We didn't nurture her to do that.
We didn't nurture that. That's nature.
Yeah, that's
nature.
That's
not on us.
Yeah, that's her natural side.
You could thank God for that one. You're going to have to take it up with him. It's his fault.
Hold on. Give me a second. I'm going to need to talk to my wife real quick.
Hey, did you teach Gua to bite people? Was that it? No?
No.
Yeah, that's not our fault.
Yeah, sorry. Can you put Gua on the phone for a second?
Did you bite kids?
No.
So stupid.
You're in big trouble when you get home.
Jeez, dude. Are they homeschooling Donald?
Well, this is their infants. They're toddlers at this point. Okay. Yeah, so there's no school yet.
Yet.
So she is learning how to live like a human kid. Donald and Gua end up forming a really close bond. Gua seems to be a little closer to Donald than Donald is to Gua, but Donald still is close with Gua. They play together all the time. Every time Donald walks in the room, Gua gets really excited and runs over and hugs him. It's like they are real siblings. Like there's a bond, a clear and obvious bond between the two.
Yeah.
And so they're doing all these experiments to see how they're developing and how they're growing up and whether or not Gua is in fact learning how to be a human. There are some early signs of it, but there's also some signs that she's still a chimpanzee.
Like what? What gives it away?
Well, like the nesting.
And the chimpanzee-ness of her appearance.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because there's kind of two sides of this experiment. There's a side where they're watching their behavior. And that is something that probably makes sense to do in this experiment. That seems like that's the purpose of this whole experiment. But then there's the developmental side where they're looking at appearance. And there's literal notes we have of them.
She's starting to look more human.
Where they're literally being like, yeah, Gua looks a lot more like a chimp than Donald does. Like, stuff like that.
You went to science school and you're in your Indiana home writing.
Gua's face looks pretty monkey today. That's what he says.
Yeah.
And then...
Donald looks like a boring old human.
Despite all efforts, Gua is not turning into human.
Yet. Might take more time.
Yet.
Evolving.
Thank you. And so he's testing their actual development. So he puts together some questionable tests for this.
Okay.
One of them. This is really bad. One of them. He decides, hey, I'm going to see how their bone structure is coming together. And so what he decides is the best way to test this.
Break one of their bones.
Is he takes a spoon and he thumps them both on the head and analyzes the sound that it makes and determines that Gua's head, its skull, is developing faster than Donald's skull is because it sounds firmer than Donald's skull sounds when he thumps him with a spoon.
And to also, like, what year is this?
1930.
Yeah, so there's not, like,
yeah,
audio tools.
No, yeah, it's this literally is just him saying.
Yeah, that one that sounds different.
Yeah, and also, yeah, you know, what could go wrong when you thump a chimpanzee on the head?
Or a child.
Oh, who cares about Donald? Okay. He's fine.
Yeah, so that's questionable. Another thing that
kids
they did.
Kids are so durable. You know, like, you can drop those things.
Yeah,
they're fine.
It's true, actually. And they're going to forget about it. They're going to forget about it.
They don't remember anything.
Yeah, they won't remember.
Especially after you drop them.
Another thing that they would do is they would sit them at a table.
And they push them over.
Another very questionable thing. They would sit them at a table and then behind them, like right behind them, They would fire a gun and see how they reacted. Gua was more startled than Donald or whatever. Donald seemed to be scareder of the gun than Gua was today.
Okay.
This is one of their daily exercises.
Daily?
I don't think it was daily, but it was regular enough because you got to repeat this to see if the data is accurate. And so they're
okay. So you're a chimpanzee, right? You're living with this human family. Let's reverse it. Let's say a chimpanzee family has adopted you as a human. And every few days, they're hitting you in the head with spoons and firing guns behind you. At a certain point, you're going to lose it.
Yeah. At a certain point, you're like, what are you doing, bro? Stop it. Stop it with that.
Stop doing that.
I keep trying to tell you, but you speak a different language.
So it just sounds like they were trying to nurture some really bad kids.
Well, what they're trying to, they're just trying to see how they react to stuff, kind of. There's a side of it where they're just seeing what's their reaction to stuff. There's other side of it. Where
are they giving love and affection and?
Yeah, they're trying to raise them as they would their child while also doing some weird experiments.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the 1930s, so who knows? Maybe this is how they would raise their child to begin with.
Sure. Anyways.
Like, this could be. Like, he could have been brought up. He's like, well, my dad fired a gun right behind me every breakfast.
Every morning.
Yeah, and it made me unafraid.
Cock-a-doodle-doo! Right? Bang, 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 every morning.
Bang, bang!
My dad would fire two bullets, and that's when we knew it was time to leave for school.
Yeah. Every night, he'd hit us on the head with a spoon. He said it was the skull fairy.
Do you think the tooth fairy... this is a random thought I had. Do you think the tooth fairy haggles on the price for some of these people's teeth? You know what I'm saying?
Like, who's he haggling with, though?
The people parents? Who got bad teeth.
Like, does he wake them up and be like, hey?
He goes, hey.
Hey, let's be honest. Your skull's pretty developed there, young boy.
You have bad teeth. This one's only worth 50 cents. I was going to leave you a dollar, but this tooth sucks.
And then the next morning, that kid says, the tooth fairy came last night and told me my tooth is
the tooth fairy woke me up and was going back and forth. We negotiated for like an hour. And yeah, like,
I slid him a price across the table. And he slid a counter offer.
And then he's like, let me go talk to my manager. And I was like, this is a classic sales
classic move.
And I could tell he wasn't a good salesman because he didn't have six-pack abs. I was like, this fat tubby tooth fairy, this fat piece of crap, this fat fairy.
he's trying to sell me.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
So anyways, Mom, what I'm trying to say is you need to take me to the orthodontist. I need to get some more valuable teeth before I lose them all.
I got
to
raise my own value before I can expect someone else to see it. You know? How can I expect someone else to care about my value? Hey, it's me again. Thanks for being here for this episode. If you like what we're doing, it does cost us money to do this. And so just think about that. You know, that's it. I'm kidding. No, we have Patreon supporters and it really helps us to make this show possible. Honestly, we're so grateful for everyone who listens to the show. But there's people who want to make more of it happen. And so they financially support the show and you get a lot back for it. You get our private Discord where we chat every day. We're hanging out and just getting to bond and hang out. We also do live Zoom hangouts for our Patreon supporters. You get exclusive merch. It's a good time. There's a lot in it for you. And it's a lot in it for us because we get to know you better. You know, you're not just a number in a stat board or whatever, but you know, you're our friends and we appreciate you a lot. So consider doing that. If not, then you can listen to this dumb little ad because that's how we're going to get money from you. We're going to leech from you either way. We're going to get paid. We're in this for the cold hard cash, baby. Anyway, here's an ad.
How do they get it though? I realized I forgot to put a CTA in mine.
Oh, damn. You were doing gummit.
Yeah.
They can text Tillin to 66866.
Thanks, Jared. So they're doing all these experiments to see how the kids are developing.
You never thought about that? Okay.
Never thought about that. Once
I guess
in my
one
life.
Thing I think about is, you know. you know.
You gonna finish that thought? Or?
Well, the reason it came up was like, you know, Santa comes for all the gives different gifts if you're good or bad, but the tooth fairy doesn't care.
Yeah, the tooth fairy.
Tooth fairy's
like,
gonna take your teeth either way.
All I want is these teeth.
I don't
teeth.
Care how you are at school.
Yeah.
I want your teeth.
How did the Tooth Fairy earn his millions? Because he's got to have a lot of money to be buying all these kids' teeth.
He takes them with the caps on them still.
Oh. He's upselling these. There's a dark website where he's selling these teeth, upselling them.
Silkroad.com.
Silk Tooth.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, you want to buy some teeth?
Anybody want some ice?
So these kids are growing up together, and Gua, another interesting thing about Gua is she starts to learn some like mannerisms and behaviors too. For example, by the time she was a year old, she could open doors. So she could walk through around the house and open doors and walk through. She also understood that light switches turned on the lights. And so she both would operate light switches, but also if she saw someone reaching for a light switch, she would turn and look at the light bulb. So she understood what was happening there. She also loved animals when she was really young. So if she saw like a dog or a cat, she would go and pet it until I think she was about 13 months old. She found a dog and the dog was running from her. She thought the dog was playing. And so she kept chasing it, thinking they were playing together. But the dog was not happy. And so the dog turned and barked at her like really aggressive. And that traumatized her for the rest of her life. She was deathly afraid of any animal. Dogs, cats, birds.
Really?
Birds and trees. She would like cower in fear and run away from any other animal.
Wow.
Which was an interesting behavior.
Nurtured.
That is a nurtured behavior. She would, if there was another
plot
human,
twist, the dad let out the dog. He's like, go get him.
Yeah, let's scare this kid. Scare the chimp. Yeah, they did it with the kid too, but the kid didn't remember.
He's the kid just still hangs out that with dogs. Dog.
The kid actually came back inside with all the dog's teeth. He's like,
I don't care how bad that dog was. I just wanted his teeth.
I just wanted his teeth. I was like, Donald, you can talk?
I mean.
Baby,
I'm a baby. Like, wait a minute. Are you a Ukrainian 28-year-old?
This whole time. The baby was an adult that they hired to be a baby for the chimpanzee.
So it's an experiment we're doing.
Yeah. It pays $30,000 a year, which it's in the 30s. That's pretty good.
I'm a baby.
They lay the chip down for bed and they pull him in the other room for his performance review.
You can go home. You're good.
They're like, I got to be honest with you, man. That wasn't very baby of you today.
I know, dude. My real child kept me up all night. He's got a family at home, you know? All right, come on with the story. I hate this bit. I hate this bit. So we go to Dave and Buster's tonight?
You think there's going to be any chimps there?
I'm
betting on
it. Are there any chimps there? Dude, what are the chimps like at that place, huh? What if there was nurture versus nature?
Gua, whenever they would bring other kids would come over, Gua would gravitate towards the kids and play with the kids like a child would. If an adult came over though, she behaved similar to a child and was like really shy and was awkward around them because she didn't have anything in common. She didn't understand the stock market yet.
Yeah.
So like the conversations just bored her. And so there was some things where it's like, oh, she's kind of behaving like a kid. But then there was a plot twist. About 15 months into the experiment, they started to notice that they felt like Donald's development was falling behind. He was able to say a couple words, but they noticed that he was starting to make chimp noises to communicate.
No.
Yeah.
So he was making grunts
and saying things in the same way that Gua would, because Gua was developing a little bit faster than him.
Well, I mean, I guess they proved their...
And so, yeah, so Donald was starting to have mannerisms and act similar to the chimp. But the chimp did kind of act like a child as well, but they kind of influenced each other. And they were like, oh, we don't want our kid to grow up to be a chimp.
A weird chimpanzee guy.
So They abruptly overnight cut the experiment short when they realized this because they kind of freaked out. They're like, oh no, we're messing up our kid. And they drove back to Florida.
Let her loose.
They took the chip and they said, hey, remember last year when we took this chip from you guys? You want her back?
No, she can't go live in the zoo.
So they let her back and they took her. Sadly.
The other chimps killed her.
No, not that. But sadly, she did get sick a year later and passed away. And Donald gave her the sickness, which is he got prison, got life in prison for it. Actually,
oh stop!
Now Donald grew up, and he actually became a scientist as well. Was relatively successful-ish in science. I don't know how,
but he always had that weird tick.
He always
where
had
he'd get angry and he'd go, you know. And you're like, what are you doing? Yeah. Just got that chimp in me, bro.
Got that chimp in me. So yes, they kind of proved their theory that there was some nurture, but there was obviously nature too. So they published this paper and they published it in like plain English. it's a instead of chimp. No, they published it in plain English because they wanted it to be like in like Time magazine, not in like scientific journals.
Got it.
So they tried to make it like normal. So it wasn't like,
what's happening, y'all? We raised two kids. Plot twist, one of them was a chimpanzee.
Hashtag mom adventures.
Hashtag mombies.
Hashtag mombies.
Ma chimp momzie.
Chimp mom. Hey, chimp mom here. yeah. And so it did get picked up and got a lot of media attention. But not a lot of science attention. And the scientists were like, this was a weird idea and also pretty unethical. So there was a lot of conversation that came out of that where they're like, we don't like this experiment. This was a weird thing that you chose to do. And also very questionable that you just chose to use your actual kid in this experiment. And also, you didn't even need him. Like, you could have done the nurture side with the chimp without your kid.
Without a child.
Yeah, but instead, you were hitting your kid on the back of the head with a spoon to see what his skull was developing like. So they kind of got blacklisted from the science world, but they got pretty popular in the media. They were like, oh my gosh, this chimp was human. And you could see it at the zoo in Florida.
For now.
For a little bit. So, but yeah, that's the whole story. Their kid kind of turned into a chimp a little bit. And he still has
they that nurtured chimp that him. Into him though.
They nurtured it into him.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. They had to have some awkward conversations with their teacher.
Yeah.
And his boss and his wife.
He never got out of it.
And his kids.
Yeah.
Hey, so listen, your dad is kind of a monkey.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he turned out okay, you know?
Yeah, he ended up being all right.
Yeah, I mean, so, like, you know, Donald grows up and and gets married and was out of the house and stuff. And the chimpanzee, you know, died a lonely death in the zoo.
Yeah.
Which is like, do you think they felt bad about that?
I don't think they felt bad about it. I think Donald did. Yeah. They seem to not care. Like, just judging by this experiment.
Yeah.
They were pretty cold people.
Jeez, man.
Yeah.
Well, when I was growing up, my parents would sit me and my brother right next to each other. And they'd thump us on the back of the head, you know, and my dad would like do a couple times. He'd go, see if he could hear how hollow my brother's skull is.
Yeah, there's not a lot in
there. And then not a lot in there. And then mine sounds very like, doo, doo, doo. You know, it's
very full.
Packed,
so
solid.
Much brain.
Yeah, like it's this medical
this
condition where it's swollen too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, and then they would sit behind me and they'd sneak up on us. And we'd be eating breakfast and they'd sneak up, right? And they go, you know, it was like a high-pitched scream.
Hey, thanks for watching. If you like this episode, make sure you subscribe. Leave a comment to outweigh all the grifters. And then we've got playlists on the screen. You can watch new videos if you haven't seen them. We have a massive back catalog, so you should go check them out. If you want to become a patron, you can go to tillin.com to do that or buy our merch, whatever you want. But just thanks for being here. We appreciate you.